Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pivotal Systems second quarter cash flow report investor conference call. All participants are in the listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. John Hoffman, Chairman and CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak with everyone regarding our second quarter activities and Appendix 4C cash flow report. I'm joined today by Michael Bahn, our acting CFO, and Michael will give an update as soon as I end my portion. It's been a busy quarter for Pivotal as we continue to leverage the significant growth in the wafer fabrication equipment market. 2021 is expected to show remarkable growth for the remainder of the year and well into 2022, as the demand for semiconductor chip manufacturing and integrated circuits continue to accelerate. I remind investors joining us on today's call that all amounts are expressed in U.S. dollars unless otherwise stated. As Pat Gelsinger, CEO of Intel, put it last week on their quarterly call to investors, there's never been a more exciting time to be in the semiconductor industry. The digitization of everything continues to accelerate, creating a vast growth opportunity for us, our customers, across both core and emerging business areas. On July 13, 2021, SEMI, the industry organization, reported the overall wafer fabrication equipment market, or WFE, encompassing the bulk of Pivotal's original equipment manufacturer OEM customers, continues to experience strong growth, with recent analysis by SEMI indicating WFE growth of 34% versus the prior period to approximately U.S. $82 billion in calendar year 2021, and an additional 6% growth in 2022 to U.S. $87 billion. These are unprecedented industry growth rates off a progressively higher base. The second quarter of 2021 once again highlighted the growth in Pivotal Systems business as we increased sales into leading equipment manufacturers, achieved solid growth in Korea and Taiwan, along with continued growth at Pivotal's GFC upgrade and repair center in Korea. Our unaudited Q2 revenue was $7.3 million and was up 15% sequentially and up 27% on the prior corresponding period. Our first half 2021 unaudited revenues of approximately $13.6 million are up 35% on the previously reported period. These are solid numbers, and we expect further revenue growth in the second half and again confirm the company's anticipated revenue growth between 35 and 45% for the full year, representing revenues of $30 to $32 million. Most importantly, our standard etch GFC continued to take market share in the second quarter as more original equipment manufacturers transition over to Pivotal's industry-leading flow control technology. We see that trend continuing in the second half of 2021. Some of our second quarter highlights include multiple repeat orders for the standard GFC with a leading atomic layer deposition, or ALD OEM. Taiwan-based IDM retrofit orders up 52% from Q1 2021. Remote GFC orders up 38% from Q1 2021 with a leading Japanese original equipment manufacturer. We received a further progress payment of $180,000 for an advanced atomic layer deposition GFC milestone achievement under the development agreement signed with a leading Japanese original equipment manufacturer back in September of 2020. Our unaudited Q2 2021 pro forma gross margins of 29.9% were up 5.5% from the prior period and down slightly from the 30.2% in Q1 of 2021. Backlog, or confirmed orders not yet shipped at 30 June, was $3.9 million. The Korean Upgrade and Repair Center in Q2 2021 revenue was up 60% from Q1 to $400,000. Standard GFC for etch applications continued its qualification with a leading Japanese equipment company. And during the period, we maintained all of our manufacturing activity in China, Korea, and the United States. In the area of products, Pivotal continued to progress on the development program with a leading Japanese equipment company and a leading U.S.-based equipment company for ALD products. Our engineering team passed a major milestone in the development program with the demonstration of the industry's highest flow piezoelectric positive position controlled valve. This valve contains Pivotal's proprietary nanometer level control and achieves turn on and turn off times of less than 10 milliseconds, making it the fastest and most accurate ALD valve available. Accordingly, the company received the additional milestone payment in the second quarter. Also, the company shipped GFCs for operations at temperatures up to 70 degrees Celsius without requiring remote electronics. These GFCs, which will find immediate use in very challenging high-temperature gas applications, contain new electronics and the Pivotal supplied piezoelectric actuator designed to operate at these elevated temperatures. The qualification of Pivotal's standard GFC for etch applications at the leading Japanese equipment company remains on track to commence tool testing during the second half of 2021, with first commercial sales anticipated sometime thereafter. At this time, I'll pass it over to Mr. Michael Bond to discuss operations and finance.
Thank you, John. We are pleased to report our Appendix 4C quarterly cash flows for the period ending March 31, 2021. And in addition, the company's unaudited revenue and gross margin position over the same period. All amounts I'm about to report are in U.S. dollars, unless otherwise stated. Company's cash position on June 30, 2021 was $5.5 million. On a pro forma basis, following the recent $6.7 million capital raise, was about $12.7 million. Cash receipts from customers for the period were $7.4 million, up 5% from U.S. $7.1 million in Q1 2021. Cash payments for product manufacturing were U.S. $5.7 million, down 14.2% from $6.7 million in Q1 2021. Pivotal continued to invest in product development with $0.325 million in capitalized costs incurred during the quarter. Pivotal's reported gross margin performance of 13.1% included one-time charges for closing the company's Korea legal entity that is no longer required, and material expedite charges for second source printed circuit boards and associated components. Pro forma gross margin after adjusting for these events was 29.9%. Pivotal continues to work with its key suppliers and customers to minimize any potential disruptions to component supply, which has included the advanced pre-orders of certain components. We will continue to keep the market informed as we navigate the second half of 2021. Now turning to our operations update. Our second quarter full-time headcount was 42 employees, down from 45 as at Q1 2021. In response to increased customer demand, Pivotal continued to increase production to maintain pace with expected industry growth. The company's China and Korea-based contract manufacturers continue to maintain a capacity of 4,000 units per month based on five-day two-shift production. As commented at Q1 2021, Pivotal's current capacity is expected to be sufficient to meet 2021 expected GFC demand from customers. Finally, supply chain shortages continue to emerge as the industry ramps up CapEx spending. Pivotal has been dealing with various shortages in the first half of 2021 and expects continued shortages to emerge going forward. While these shortages have been effectively managed in the past, Pivotal will continue to monitor and manage to the best of its ability going forward. All in all, we are pleased with our business performance, the level of flexibility in our manufacturing, and the efforts of all of our valuable Pivotal team members. At this time, I will hand it back to John.
Thanks, Michael. And the Appendix 4C quarterly cash flow was for the period ending in June, to be consistent. Overall, we're pleased with the company's performance in the second quarter, and we expect continued improving conditions in the second half of 2021 as the semiconductor industry moves forward. We see second half revenues to show half-on-half growth, and overall, we see the company's 2021 being between 35 and 45% growth. This is primarily driven by market share gains in our standard etch products in Korea, Taiwan, and China. And as mentioned earlier, there really hasn't been a more exciting time to be operating within the semiconductor industry. The confluence of so many positive tailwinds continue to boost both our customers and Pivotal Systems. We're excited by what the remainder of 2021 holds and look forward to updating our investors on our progress. Following the company's recent $6.7 million share placement, we are also well-funded to meet the expected demand in Pivotal's products and services going forward. At this time, Michael and I would be happy to take any questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star, then two. And if you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. A reminder to ask a question, please press star, then one. Our first question comes from David McFadden of Shaw & Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Morning, guys, or evening over there. Just wanted to ask a couple quick questions. Firstly, on gross margins, just the difference between that pro forma figure and the reported figure. If you could give any sort of color around maybe the split between the sort of impact of the Korean legal entity closing and then the expedite charges, and then also on maybe the extent to which those latter charges might continue in the current quarter.
Yeah. Hey, David, thanks and appreciate the questions. When we closed the Korea legal office, it was really a function of negotiating new contracts with our CM in Korea that does the software loading, as well as our rep there for sales, and also the refurb center there. And what we were able to do is basically eliminate the need for Pivotal Systems Korea, or PSKL, in the past. So what we ended up having to do there is we moved a number of Pivotal employees off of our legal entity into the CM, as well as the manufacturer's legal entity. And so we had some one-time charges there on people and moving people, et cetera. And then we also basically turned over at a sale a portion of the equipment on the line there, both in the repair center as well as the manufacturing center. And so there's a, you know, one-time write-down of residual values. So the net of that is it's non-recurring. The good news is those are all actions that are designed to continue to improve our gross margins and also limit the tax exposure for Pivotal in Korea. So that was our plan, and I think the ops team did a really solid job getting it done. And on the expedite fees, I would suggest that was probably a couple $100,000 of the problems that we faced in the second quarter. That's going down, but it's also unpredictable. We were talking with Kevin Hill, our operations VP, about this, and I think he had indicated there was somewhere on the magnitude of 14 surprises that he and the supply chain team were dealing with during the quarter. And it while they were very effective overall, taking them down as they showed up, what would happen is that the Korean line or the compart line in China would go down for a day because we were waiting for a specific group of components. So those type one-time cost things did slow us down, and it caused us to have to expedite materials. While we see that continuing, we saw during the second quarter that the number of events were going down, right? The number of surprises we were seeing from our supply chain were ratcheted down. So our expectation is that we'll continue to operate down that curve. But as I saw, I read today, I believe even Tesla right now is starting to see supply chain shortages. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about that. So we have to be always cautious, and I hope I've given you enough color and context to better understand that. Is that good?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's very, very helpful. Thank you. And it touched on the sort of the supply chain risk comment you also made in the commentary this morning. And then a little bit of a left field one, but in the FTA decline going down to 42, I noticed that I think you guys have been 45 flat for the last, feels like, 2.5 years. So presumably one of those people's the CFO. Is there anything else interesting around that number?
Yeah, could you go back a little bit on that? I missed it.
Oh, sorry. The full-time employee is declining from 45 to 42.
Oh, got it. Yep. Yeah, we've got a couple of folks. Yeah, no, we've got a couple of folks that we're looking at in one area, right, we're working on, replacing Dennis because of his medical issues. So that was one of them. But we've also had two engineers that have decided to do different things. We've actually had a major hire we didn't talk about. Derek Brody has joined Pivotal as the VP of Worldwide Field Operations after a 25-plus year career at Applied Materials. And so what we've been seeing is that we continue to ratchet up our core talent because all of our executives and senior managers are taking on more and more responsibilities. And also, two of them headcount. Remember, we moved out of Pivotal into lower cost areas because of shutting down offices and the like.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And it'd be remiss of me not to ask, but you're not going to give me anything on a potential U.S. listing, are you?
It broke up, but I think you were asking about the potential U.S. listing.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of work lately, and I've been doing a lot of presentations. I did the Roth conference in London. I did the Summer Solstice conference in the U.S. And what we're finding is that there's a number of European and U.S. investors that are super interested in our story and what we're trying to accomplish. And they've given me a lot of feedback around how it would be nice if we were joint listed so they could achieve better access to the stock. So we're exploring that. But as I said in the release, we have no intention of leaving the ASX. So we're trying to figure out if, in fact, we could get potentially new and excited investors around semi because, as you know, in the United States, the markets are just off the wire in this area. So that's what we're investigating.
Perfect. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to ask a question, please press star, then one. Mr. Hoffman, we will pause to see if there are any further questions. A reminder to ask a question, please press star, then one. There appear to be no further questions at this time. Thank you for joining us. That concludes today's call, and we will speak to you shortly. Thank you.